Hey, the listeners, it's Brett Molina. Welcome back to Talking Tech. My co-host Mike Snyder is off today. So if you're a user of Facebook or Instagram, you have a new option. You can choose to hide likes on your posts or the posts of other people. So after testing two of the world's most popular social media apps, which have a combined 4 billion users, will start letting its users decide whether they want to hide the number of likes on their posts. They can also hide the number of likes on other users' posts. Or if they just enjoy Facebook and Instagram the way it is, they can leave it alone and leave all the likes they want. You can also do this on a per post basis. So if instead of a universal switch that turns off all the likes on your posts, you can do it on a per post basis. So if there's a post that you put up and you feel like likes aren't appropriate, you can turn it off specifically for that. And you can do all that within the settings menus of both Facebook and Instagram. My colleague Terry Collins wrote about this, and you can read his story on tech.usatoday.com. He heard from Adam Mosseri, who is the head of Facebook-owned Instagram, and he talked about how during testing, the opinions a lot of users that were involved in this was pretty polarizing. On the one hand, you had people who enjoyed it because it took the pressure off. You know, there's that social comparison where you see your post and want to see if it's getting as much likes as your friends or things like that. And having those likes turned off got rid of that pressure. But there, some people saw value to likes. It was a way to see whether something was popular, whether something was relevant on the platforms. And so not having that as a gauge for knowing like kind of what's in was frustrating. So their solution is they're going to give people the choice to do one or the other. And if you want to do it, you can. And if not, that's okay too. So the big reason for Facebook and Instagram doing this is there's been some criticism and some research that talk about how likes contribute a little bit to anxiety and could affect a person's mental health. Because again, it goes back to people taking those likes and comparing with other people and as a way to see themselves and kind of their presence on social media. So, you know, that's a big reason for this decision to move forward. What'll be really interesting, though, is to see whether users notice. Are they going to feel more inclined to turn off likes? Are they just going to leave it alone and just not really pay attention to it? That's something that we'll see, and that could change how we use platforms like Facebook and Instagram. Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you plan to turn off likes on Facebook or Instagram, or do you plan to leave it as is? Also, do you have any questions or show ideas? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.